Treating Alzheimer's disease is difficult because by the time a person starts suffering memory loss or behavior changes, he or she already has extensive damage. Washington University neuro-ophthalmologist Gregory Van Stavern says people start developing Alzheimer's pathology decades before any symptoms appear.
The pathology in Alzheimer's disease starts developing about 20 years before the cognitive dysfunction begins. And that's probably why the medications don't work very well. So the idea is seeing if we can use changes in the eye to detect preclinical Alzheimer's disease.
Currently, there are a couple of tests to detect Alzheimer's pathology early. A person can get a PET scan to detect the buildup of damaging proteins in the brain. There also is a test that uses a lumbar puncture to analyze cerebrospinal fluid for some of the same proteins that aggregate in Alzheimer's. But those tests are expensive and invasive. Van Stavern and co-principal investigator Raj Apte tried an eye test instead. It's called optical coherence tomography angiography. And Van Stavern says, from the patient's point of view, it's pretty similar to a standard eye exam.
What's nice about this is it can be done undilated. For the most part, there are some patients who have very small pupils or who have cataracts where we do need to dilate the eye to get good images. But for the most part, it can be done undilated. It takes a few minutes, and it's basically just like having an eye doctor look in the back of your eye.
Apte says the eye test showed a couple of differences in the retinas of people with Alzheimer's pathology, but without any symptoms of the disease, compared to those whose PET scans or spinal taps were normal.
The biomarker-positive subjects demonstrated a thinning in the central fovea consistent with other reports previously published for Alzheimer's patients with mild to moderate cognitive impairment, as well as an enlargement of this avascular zone.
He says there's been other research suggesting that there could be changes in the retinas of people with Alzheimer's disease, but those studies involved analyzing the eyes of people who already had died or others who already had clinical symptoms of dementia.
People have looked at autopsy eyes. There's been reduced thickness of some neuronal layers in the center of the retina called the fovea, and then also evidence of axonal degeneration, which is in the optic nerve. But this has always been in the context of people who already have some cognitive impairment.
And Van Stavern says the differences seen in this study involving people with pathology but no symptoms looked very much like what has been seen in the eyes of people who already have developed Alzheimer's symptoms.
Their retinal layers were thinner, and this area called the foveal avascular zone was larger, meaning there was less blood flow and less blood vessels in that region.
Apte and Van Stavern say more studies are needed, but they think the test is promising. Their findings are published in the journal JAMA Ophthalmology. I'm Jim Dryden.